You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
What's next? What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all of that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with the Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The Centers for Disease Control is urging people to avoid eating Bluebell ice cream products. The Texas company announced a voluntary recall this week of all of its ice cream products due to concerns about listeria contamination. Joe Robertson with Bluebell says the move was made as a precaution.
We felt like the right thing to do to for the customer, the consumer, would be to just remove all doubt. You know, let's get everything out of the marketplace.
Listeria is a life-threatening bacterial infection that can cause fever, headaches, confusion, and convulsions. A total of 10 cases have been linked to the outbreak in Texas, Oklahoma, Arizona, and Kansas. Three of those patients in Kansas have died. A group of environmentalists and parents dumped what they called, quote, toxic toys on the doorstep of the Toy Industry Association. Terry Sheridan reports.
From cars to dolls to soccer balls, parents say these toys are toxic. Bobby Chase Wilding is with Clean and Healthy New York.
Here we have a jewelry kit. It's got a bunch of little metal charms in it. And when we tested these, we found that some of these charms had 25% cadmium. Fully one quarter of these little charms easily swallowed by any child.
The group is blasting the Toy Industry Association for taking Albany County, New York to federal court after it passed a safe toy law. Terry Sheridan, New York.
You can find more special interest stories, news, and headlines online at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. And with me today as my guest, reappearing in the studio with us today, is the lovely Adrienne Crombie of Murals and Molding. Say good morning.
Hi, Rich.
Hi. How are you? Let's start with the weather, and then we'll get into our show. It's the computer is telling me that today there is unfortunately an 80% of showers, which is very disappointing because when I woke up this morning about 6, it was absolutely beautiful out, wasn't it? Tonight, there's a 30% of continued showers with a low of 37 degrees. That's pretty cold for tonight. Thursday, it's saying increasing clouds with a high of 53 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 32, so it's getting cold at night. Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 55. Friday night, mostly clear, low of 35. And Saturday, it's going to be a beautiful day, mostly sunny. Now it's up to almost 60 degrees on Saturday. So looking forward to having a nice weekend on Saturday, and maybe don't bring your plants out yet because we have some lows there in the 32 range. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little earlier for that. Well, good morning again, and welcome to Modern Design. The past couple of weeks, as you notice, we've been, if you've been tuning into our show, we've been focusing on things related to the home and to spring, what you can do to mm-hmm. spring projects and so on. And Adrian and I were sitting in the outside the studio before talking about some of the projects that we're going to be working on and some of the new things. Adrian, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your company? Because I think what you do with yourself and Don is quite fascinating.
Oh, thanks. Yes, when Don and I met in 2002, we put it together. He is a master craftsman in wood,
right.
And I'm a muralist, and we're both artists.
Right.
And what...
That's a good synergy, those two things.
Yes, it's a great synergy. Personally, I've read this about other partnerships as well. What I lack, he brings to the table. And that can actually cause a lot of conflict, too, in partnerships.
So sure.
We're not here to talk about that.
Sure.
But fortunately...
we can talk about
that. Yeah, in fact... well, anyway, to cut to, we do make it work. You know, we recognize each other's strengths, and we
sure.
bring all of that.
Sure.
So it's really dynamic.
Right.
So I, you know, artists have a reputation for being a little airy fairy or
okay.
something.
Okay.
You know, but in fact,
but in a good way.
I am in a good way.
Okay.
I am highly organized,
sure.
actually, and a lot of that comes out. But he. He has, okay, like, for instance, can we just talk about nuts and bolts for a minute?
Sure, of course.
Just imagine doing a cabinet job.
Right.
Right? Like repainting cabinets with that great product that
right.
I talked about that
sure.
I told you I was in love with. We were talking earlier.
Right.
Now, when it comes to bringing out the screw gun, you know, the power tools and organizing all that. Oh my, I don't want to do
no.
that.
No, literally nuts and bolts. You mean, yeah? No.
Literally, yeah. And Don handles it all.
Sure.
You know, all of that organization and that understanding of
right.
of woodwork, the molding installation, that precision kind of work.
Wow.
And me, yeah, I do. You know, a lot of precision
well,
stuff.
Well, your work is also very precision because you have to, you know, you have to yes. be spot on with your lines and, but just
yes.
in a different way.
But I am trained to do so many things freehand by eye.
Aye.
You know, Don was reading an article about the Japanese master wood craftsman. He said, "Do you know they don't use tools? They do everything by eye."
Wow.
You know, my gosh. Of course, we don't do that, but yeah, it's that combination of the technical precision and just the years of experience where you can just do it by eye.
Well, you almost get a feel for things, and I think if
yes.
once you become skilled and comfortable in a certain area, you do have a feel for things even before you touch them, and that's
yeah.
what makes you, you know, a craftsman or an artist, as you are. But our focus today and for the season right now is what's hot for spring. And you brought mm-hmm. up a topic that I like to talk about a lot. A lot of people want to update their cabinets because, let's face it, no matter mm-hmm. what you do, whether it be cherry or oak or maple, mm-hmm. eventually something new comes in style. And don't you know it, you always want to have what you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say for me, what I see a lot of people have is, it seems to be that white cabinets are in right now.
Yes.
That the white cabinets are in. A lot less of the dark, a lot less of the stain in the
yes.
white cabinets. Now, are you seeing that a lot as well?
Oh, yes, certainly. And I love that nice, clean, open look. And then it, I think that white background offsets really interesting things that are on the wall and on the
yeah,
counter.
Or even like a really good yeah. paint color, you know. We did mm-hmm. a kitchen, mm-hmm. Two kitchens mm-hmm. recently. Mm-hmm. Both of them were dark, and I had the cabinets oh. painted out in white cabinets.
Fantastic.
One of them was a 1940s Dutch colonial in Maplewood. And we did the walls in a sort of a rich, a warm kind of like cinnamon color. And
nice.
Against the white, it was just with
so
subway tile. It was beautiful.
Ah.
Another one was a little bit more contemporary. Again, we painted out the cabinets. And that's why I tell my clients, don't be afraid of paint, right? Paint
yeah.
can change everything.
Everything.
And you go to somebody like you who's an artist who knows yeah. how to make that work,
yeah.
It really can be very well done.
And oftentimes with the cabinets... You know, this happened recently, actually. We redid some cabinets in a custom color. It was fabulous, a fabulous color. But when, you know, this happens so often, I hate to even admit to this.
Okay.
But you see a sample and
right.
you go, yeah, I love it. I love it. And then when you see it, all in repetition.
Okay.
It's like, well, it's going to be a little flat. It's going to be a little too much. So we put a white glaze on it.
Right.
It was a custom. It's called Restoration Blue. Uh-huh. That's what we called it. Uh-huh. And we put this light white glaze on it.
Changed it.
Just made the subtle, but it everything turned on it.
It gave it depth, didn't it?
Yes.
Well, let's talk about that.
Yes.
Do often people come to you and say, because you're a decorative artist, they come to you and they say, I want my cabinets redone? I mean, are people that sophisticated to know that you necessarily do that, or you have to usually get a referral?
We had both. I guess.
Okay.
It happens all kinds of ways. We had a client recently who had so many people tell her that she could not have her cabinets redone. Why? Because they were contractor grade cabinets, but brand new.
Okay.
Nothing wrong.
And they were
with
functional.
Them.
That's the big thing. You don't want to invest into non-functional cabinets.
Of course
That's
not.
The key, right?
Of course not. But these were brand new.
Right.
And she was fine with them, except for it was the faux oak, and she just hated it.
Right.
She wants a bisque.
Right.
A bisque with a glaze.
Right.
And she wants some rope molding put on it. And everyone was telling her she couldn't do it because
right.
you have to sand cabinets. You're going to sand down too far. You're going to expose something you don't want to expose. And I told her, no, this is no problem. This is not a problem because there's products now. That
right.
we can use, yeah.
No, but it's very true, and most people have this fear if they have dark kitchen cabinets, they mm-hmm. could never have white cabinets or pale yellow cabinets or gray cabinets. But really, with a person mm-hmm. such as yourself that knows what they're doing, we can really remake your kitchen for the fraction of the price.
Yes.
And there's nothing more beautiful than the look of a fresh. Painted kitchen cabinet and new hardware, don't you
Rich,
think?
Where does everyone spend their time?
I know, the kitchen. And, you know, in a perfect world, it would be nice to go and trash the kitchen, get rid of everything, get the dumpster and get the work permits. But, you know, this is a viable option. I think painting your kitchen kitchen cabinets and then doing a beautiful glaze like you do is a good and viable option. All right, we're about to go to commercial, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about painting your kitchen cabinets and other finishes, faux finishes. We'll return with more of Modern Design in a moment.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rob
Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Rich Scuderi, and I am local right here in Flemington, 1 U.S. Highway 31 Flemington, New Jersey, at the Flemington Circle. I'm in the Kitchen Expo Plaza next to Ideal Tile. And if you'd like to come visit me or ask me some questions or text me some of your pictures or design dilemmas, you can do that at 908-884-0770. And my guest today is Adrian Crombie of Murals and Moldings. And before we went to break, we were talking about what you can do to improve your home for spring. And one of the best ways to improve your home is through paint. Not only is paint relatively inexpensive, but with an artist like Adrian, you can transform your dull kitchen cabinets into something very special. So we were talking about, again, spring trends, and we're seeing a lot of white cabinets this year.
Yes.
Paint colors on the wall, but white cabinets. I'm also seeing gray, a lot of like striated or gray painted cabinets. Would you say you're seeing gray as a color for cabinets also?
Pearly gray is like such a pretty color.
Yeah, it's pretty, isn't it? It kind of does what white does, but almost in a, like a softer scale. Any colors you're seeing out there now besides white and gray that are new? You said you did blue the other day, the other project before break.
It worked for this kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Was it a blue or like a blue gray?
It
or?
Was a blue gray, and it custom tinted because, as you know, Rich. I mean, if a color is a little bit too light, it can look kind of cloying.
Right.
If it's a little too dark, it can be oppressive.
Right.
If it's too gray, it's got to be spot on to work.
Right. Well, there's two components to painting cabinets. I would say the first part was getting the base color down, which we talked about.
Yes.
And the second thing is glazing. And can you tell my listeners basically what a glaze is and how it works over, you know, once they're painted out a color, whether it be white or off-white or gray or whatever, that's the base color. Tell me what glazing is.
Well, I have to say, you know, take a look at most any cabinets you see, particularly high-end cabinets, you're going to see a touch of glaze.
Okay.
You're going to see, it's not going to be real obvious, but it's there. It brings out the molding a bit. It's a tiny amount of antiquing, just enough to give it a little bit more of a finish.
Like a character to it.
Yes.
Would you say it's almost like a highlight or like an undercolor?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. It shouldn't. I mean, it can be. You know, if you want a distressed look on a cabinet, you can really, you know, go to town with a lot of layers and a lot of glazing and stuff like that. But no, just a really light glazing on a cabinet is just what you need.
Now, most of the cabinets I would imagine that you work are, or boxes or cabinets are wood cabinets, but are you ever able to do anything? I know I've been to a lot of homes where people have a builder's grade cabinet, which is what they call a Euro cabinet, like we have here in studio. That's a formica or a laminate. Is there anything that would adhere to that, or do those doors have to be removed in that
there
case?
Absolutely is.
Yes. Welcome. Not aware of that. I'm learning myself on my own show. Okay.
Yeah. Welcome to the new millennium.
Okay.
Yes, indeed, we do. It adheres to any surfaces without any prep work to speak of, other than a little degreasing. It adheres beautifully. There's a sealer.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Now, speaking of, see those of you with Euro cabinets, there are options for you that have to buy expensive new cabinets. Once the layers are done and you have the sanding done and the prep work and the cabinets are base painted and then the glaze goes over them, do you then apply some sort of a permanent finish or sealer to the top?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, there's a sealer that is made for the product, but you don't need the preliminary sanding.
Okay.
That's the lovely part of it.
Because it adheres to the
yes,
the base.
Yes, just when I said some degreasing, some TSP, something to prepare.
And I would imagine
surface.
Any existing kitchen cabinets would have some level of
a
something on them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But that's nice. So it doesn't turn into this whole big deal. It's really just, it's the paint. It's the paint that works.
That's terrific.
I know.
And for you to do an average size kitchen to do the cabinets over, what's kind of the lead time? What kind of time do you need to do something like that? Is that a week's project?
Sure.
I figured about a week's project. Yeah. Time for things to dry and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to transition a little bit. We talked a little bit about improving your home for spring by painting out your kitchen cabinets and not to be afraid of it. I want to talk about what you've been doing on wall finishes. What's out there? What's new? What have you been working on? Projects or anything with sheetrocked walls? What's interesting out there?
Well, I know because you've told me many times you were in love with stripes.
You love
stripes.
Right, right.
I like stripes.
Right.
But, you know, I love stencils. I love stencil patterns.
And stencils are hot. I think stencils, especially words, I see words and script and letters. Words are a very hot trend. Mm-hmm. You heard it here first.
But imagine though mixing the stripes and the stencil pattern.
See, I like that.
Beautiful layers with
like
damask stripes, something like that.
Nice.
You really get some complex looks. I saw a stencil the other day. I bought it. I couldn't resist it. I don't know if you can imagine it. I'll have to take you to the site and show it to you. But they're very stylized feathers.
Oh, I love that.
And, you know, feathers are really popular
right now, too.
So you think feathers on the wall, it just doesn't sound right. But when you see the stencil stylized so beautifully,
I think that's what our listeners are looking for. They're looking for not what's just out there in the stores, but something that's, you know, on trend and a little bit different.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I like feathers. Feathers are quite beautiful, actually. There's a lot of depth to feathers, and I think they're quite nice, both in arrangements and you know, in the accompaniments. And even like peacock feathers are very in right now, with the blues and the greens.
Yes.
What are you seeing as trends in wall color? What are you seeing a lot of? Because we talked, I talked last week with Patty Dewey of Seabrook Wall Coverings, and we were talking about trends, and she had done some research, and she had gone to some color seminars, and we noticed we're seeing lots of blues of all ranges. Are you find you're seeing that as well?
I find I'm drawn to it,
right.
So it must be a zeitgeist.
I say, and we were talking about blue is this one color that no matter what your personal, whether you have lovely gray silver hair as yourself, or you're a redhead, or ethnic looking, blue looks good on everybody. It's a universal, I think, good looking color, don't you think?
Yes.
So I'm seeing a lot of blue.
And psychologically, it means you're self-assured.
Is that true?
It's true.
Did not know that. But blue is a color that I see a lot trending, and I'm even seeing a lot of like accent dark navy with yellow, dark navy with orange, dark navy with silver. I'm seeing a lot of that too.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything? This was popular in the past. I haven't seen it too much lately, but once in a while, someone would request they would want lacquered walls, where we would paint walls a dark color, and they would want them to have a shiny gloss to them, more of in a contemporary application. Is that something that you've done, or?
No.
Tell me why. I know the shinier they are, the more imperfections come out.
Yeah, it's that. You know, it's highly specialized.
Is that?
And, it really requires wearing a mask, which we do need to do anyway for some finishes.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, and oil-based things, but it's a little bit too toxic for me. So I reserve the privilege to say no to some finishes. But there, you know, there are people out there that do them, of course.
Are you doing a lot?
So many layers to that, yes.
So you're doing a lot with stencils. Are you doing a lot with lettering, where people want lettering and, you know, that script, there's script fabric out, the black script with the linen look, and there's a lot of script letters. I see a lot of people wanting lettering on the walls. Are you seeing a lot of lettering?
Oh, and I just did a custom, you're going to laugh. Uh-huh. I don't know if I showed this to you yet. It's okay. A custom dog food can.
Oh, cool.
Right. We got a stainless steel garbage can from Walmart.
Okay.
You know, one of those really pretty ones.
Right,
like
right.
A bullet.
Right.
Right. And you step on it to make the lid go up.
Right, right.
And I had a stencil custom made.
Okay.
And it says dog food in script with a dog paw.
Wow.
And it looks really sharp.
Sharp.
Yeah.
It's no, I see stencils getting very hot again. And when they're done well, they can really.
And the idea, I'm capable of doing script or any kind of printing by hand, but a stencil look is very sharp.
Sharp, yeah, it's
and
very true.
And for some applications, you must use a stencil.
I do see stenciling a lot with the damask print. The damask print, which was always very traditional, has almost become contemporary now. It's sort of brought back, don't you think, with
a different damask. Damask. Yeah,
right.
There's different ways to kind of shake it up.
Exactly. Too. Any other stencil prints that you've seen that are interesting or unique or you're seeing on trend now recently?
All I can say is there's just so many of them.
Exactly.
I'm not in love with the mural stencils because, I mean, it's something I do so easily.
Right.
They look
so
kind of
they probably, yeah, they would probably look very artificial.
They look a little artificial to me. I wouldn't really recommend them unless I was to intersperse them with hand-painted things because I like that look of something really sharp and clean with hand painted. I like the contrast.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And do you find that you're painting on furniture a lot? A lot of my clients will take old tables, their grandmothers, their grandfathers, their aunts' tables, and they don't want to get rid of them, but they don't really fit with their decor anymore. So what I've been doing a lot, we've been painting out accent tables in like a barn red for a certain house or a pale blue gray, and we put glass knobs on them, and they really become so
pretty.
Reinvented.
Yeah, really personalize them.
Have you painted on furniture a lot, wood furniture?
Sure. Again, with that product that I spoke of,
right.
It makes everything so much fun.
Right.
And I just love the idea of making it so unique, so personalized.
Right. And I think everybody wants, because we see the same thing wherever we go, people always want, like when a bride comes and says, I want my wedding to be different than everyone else's, and they all roll their eyes. People want their home to be different than everybody else's.
Sure.
So it's personalizing, and by doing things like that, by reinventing and repurposing what you have is a great thing to do for spring. You don't have to be stuck with these ugly, unmatching end tables. You can have two completely different end tables in a living room or a bedroom, and then they could match by the color.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
How cool.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of blues and a lot of blue grays. I have painted some furniture, believe it or not. It was in a contemporary setting. We painted some pieces yellow. I'm seeing also a trend for spring of yellow and gray. And I don't know if you have done anything yet with that combination, but I'm seeing lots of yellows and gray for spring.
Love that.
As a good look. And it's an old combination, but I think it looks fresh again.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, definitely. What about faux painting on the floors, doing things on the floors? Are you seeing any sort of – because I'm seeing people – wanting wood floors everywhere now, more and more that they're wanting, even in bathrooms and kitchens, they want wood floors. So I'm seeing people that have
you
kind
mean
of
bringing their wood floors back.
Correct, correct. Taking the tile up, going back to the original wood that's there. And if the wood is not in good shape, an option.
Yeah.
If it's not sometimes wood is not able to be refinished, the original wood, is painting the wood. That happened to me in my own house. I had the floors refinished 10 years ago when I bought them. They were very blonde at the time because the house was built in the 90s, and I took them to a rich, dark color. But in my foyer, there was a deep stain, if you will, that went to the core, and really I couldn't remove it.
Right.
So in that case, what I did, because I didn't know you then, I worked with a decorative artist who has since retired, and we base painted the floors, and we did a painted finish. We did a black and white with a border, and it just looks terrific.
Yeah.
Isn't that a good viable option?
Did you follow a rug pattern when you did that?
Did follow a rug pattern, and it really looks beautiful, and it offsets all the rich, dark hardwood floors. Have you painted floors before?
Oh, sure.
I love the look of. I love them for a beach house. Mm-hmm. I love the look of painted floors. Mm-hmm. I have a client right now that has a very rustic farmhouse in Hunterdon County, and we were even looking about doing a floor in stripes, believe it or not, like in gray and white stripes.
Well, again, that's where Don's expertise comes in, because I don't often trust myself with the precision, you know, the measurements.
That's the problem with stripes.
He's so good at it. So
okay, we're about to go to news, and we will be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. DEA Administrator Michelle Leonhardt is stepping down. Attorney General Eric Holder announced in a statement that Leonhardt will retire next month. Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz tells Fox News Leonhardt needs more power to be able to fire those involved.
And the other thing they could have done is revoke security clearances. I mean, you can't have a job at the DEA if you don't have a security clearance. Same with the Secret Service.
Leonhardt had been under fire over reports that several DEA agents partied with hookers who were paid for by Colombian drug cartels. The South Carolina teen seduced by ISIS is being sentenced to 5 years in juvenile lockup for attempting to carry out a terrorist plot. Investigators said yesterday that the 16-year-old and a partner in North Carolina conspired to rob a gun shop to shoot soldiers and then join the Holy War in the Middle East. A suspected Islamic extremist is in custody after French security services prevented what they call an imminent terrorist attack in Paris. Authorities say the suspect is a university student who apparently shot himself in the leg. They arrested him Sunday after finding weapons in his car and apartment. This is USA Headline News.
Have you ever had a piece of chocolate cake call you into the kitchen? Has the Dairy Queen sign ever forced your car into the drive-thru lane? Have you ever had a bag of chips dive off the counter right into your hands? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby, speaking for the ILikeHowILook.com website. Chances are, at some time in your day, you have been and will continue to be the victim of cravings. ILikeHowILook.com website realizes that you can't hide in your closet all day just to avoid snack attacks. That's why they recommend the 10-2-in-a-chew weight loss system. 10-2-in-a-chew offers powerful, natural appetite suppressants to put cravings on the run. To see a video explaining how it works, just go to ILikeHowILook.com. They will send you a free sample. Most people notice a difference the very first day. It's much easier to lose weight without those sneaky cravings, so watch the video at ILikeHowILook.com. That's ILikeHowILook.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. Again, I am located at 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. Come see me. We just have gotten some new pieces, and we have a mixed bag of furniture pieces, accessories, and so on. Come visit and say hi. The phone number is 908-884-0770. And if you're just tuning in to us, my guest today is decorative artist extraordinaire.
Thank you.
Adrian Crombie. And we're talking about things for spring you can do using paint to spruce up your home. So we've talked a little bit about cabinets and how we can take your darker, lackluster cabinets, they don't have to be dark, and that we can create something new with a paint finish and then a beautiful glaze over the top. And then we talked about pieces of furniture you have, maybe mismatched pieces or pieces that you have in the basement or in storage because they don't work. You could make them work. You could make them cohesive by painting them correctly. And of course, that's a good option. And then we talked a little bit about wall colors and wall finishes. And before we went to break, we were talking about doing some painting floors out. And what I didn't get a chance to ask you was, I know I like stripes, but I know anybody who's ever worked for me as a decorative artist hates them because a stripe is a level line. And when you're working on a surface, which typically if you're working on a home, there are not level lines.
Yes.
So my question to you is, and this must come up a lot, I would imagine if you're doing construction, you use a level, and that's how you get exactly how it's going to be.
Sure.
But when you're a decorative artist and you have a surface that isn't level, what do you do to make it look level? Because there are times when you make something that's actually spot on and it will look off because the structure is not level.
Well, you're talking about a wall, the wall itself.
A wall or a floor or anything. Let's say we're doing striping, which has to be a nice straight line. But if it's going to a line, a sheetrock that's not level, either the ceiling or the sidewall, how do you balance that?
I know what you're asking me.
It doesn't often come up because
Don will fix the wall first. He doesn't like to work on you know, with moldings.
Right.
I mean, we shim them.
Right.
You know, because
well, you could cheat from the back. You can build them up. You can bring them down, and then it tricks the eye to be level.
It tricks the eye to believe the wall is level.
But how about when someone has you come to their house and you're doing some sort of a decorative treatment that's a straight line, and it's an old farmhouse that's 200 mm-hmm. years old? Mm-hmm. You're not going to have perfectly level walls. How do you balance that? How do you make that work? Is that something that you just judge by eye, or what do you do?
Sure. I think if it looks right, it works. And if it doesn't look right, fix it.
definitely. We talked about something that I wanted to bring up, and it's sort of a wish of mine. If you're out there to my listening audience, and you're on Houzz, and you're getting decorating magazines and so on, mm-hmm. you're noticing a lot of chalkboards, a lot of writing, mm-hmm. and chalk paint. Chalk paint is my new favorite thing.
Yeah.
And I was telling Adrian before we went to break that I am dying to let somebody have me do their dining room, and I want to do a chair rail to break it up, some great molding underneath, maybe some white molding, and then I want to go from the chair rail to the crown molding. I want to do it in chalk paint.
Uh-huh.
And it wouldn't be neat if you have a contemporary or a casual dining room to be able to put up the, you know, what the courses are and so on.
Right,
I think that would be such a sharp look to do, don't you?
Yes. And I actually have done that on my door. And I found something in the internet. I mean, doesn't everyone go to the internet
for everything?
Ideas? There's so many
ideas
out there. And I saw a chalkboard with a bistro pig.
Beautiful.
Chalked on it. So I said, well, I love French bulldogs.
Right.
So I chalked a French bulldog on my door. But
right.
that's a permanent thing. I don't erase it.
Right.
I just write around it. So that's a really nice
touch. That's actually a good with food. That's a good accompaniment.
That's
nice.
And I suppose you could also take a stencil or hand paint it, something like that. You could do something permanent, some kind of motif on that chalkboard wall.
Right.
You know, like restaurants have a logo. You
can
have your own.
You would create something at the top
so
it had visual
own,
interest.
Your own design.
Exactly.
Right. And that stays there.
I recently was working on a project in Martinsville, and the woman, we were updating all her surfaces,
mm-hmm.
and she had very old canisters. And most people aren't using kitchen canisters anymore, but she wanted to keep her canisters.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out there, and you cannot find kitchen canisters anymore. They don't mm-hmm. exist. But what I did find and I loved was I'm seeing the canisters I did see were all clear glass, but mm-hmm. they have chalk paint on the front of them so that you write what you have.
I love that.
So if you have flour, mm-hmm. you write flour. You have sugar, you write sugar. And then you can repurpose mm-hmm. them. You see the material that's in there so you know that it hasn't gone bad.
Right.
And I thought that's a great way to use
and
it.
You can really take that to so many places. You can put it on your flour pots.
Exactly.
And, you know, put the names of the herbs on and stuff like that.
I've never worked with chalk paint before. Is there a process for chalk paint? I mean, does it dry differently? What is chalk paint like to work with?
It's just there's several different companies that make it. The one I use, the product is sold out of a shop in Frenchtown called Renew.
Okay.
And the company is Caramel Colors.
Okay.
And their
I like
product,
that name. That's a great name.
Yeah. It's because I think that's the inventor.
Okay.
Of it's a woman. Her last name is Caramel, I
uh-huh.
think. And they have a chalk-based paint that they sell. And it comes in botanical colors. Beautiful color line, Rich. You're going to love it.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. I'm always envisioning mm-hmm. the end result when you do chalk paint or chalkboard paint. And
mm-hmm.
that is paint that becomes a writable surface with chalk, for those of you that are aware of that. I see it in like a slate gray, like a regular blackboard.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, I would imagine that it could actually come in, it could come in any color.
And so many different colors.
Wow.
Yeah, and the chalk shows up great. And the surface is kind of velvety. I love the surface. And there's no paint strokes. It's a great product. And it has a sealer.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
I don't think you put the sealer on if you're going to use it as a chalkboard.
I don't
think you can do that.
No, I think you would need that.
The tooth, yeah.
And does chalk paint dry quickly, or is it a longer process for
it
chalk paint?
It dries quickly.
Does it need a second coat?
You need two coats,
right.
A second coat the second day, and you need some cure time, like a week, to make sure it's really cured.
Wow, yeah, because you don't want to, God forbid, have it be uneven.
Yeah, but then after that, good to go. Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. We have to get some adventurous person to do that with the chalk paint. And you have your dinner and you write each night what's up on the board. I'd love to do something like that. Mm-hmm. Any other things that you're doing, projects that you're working on that are interesting right now? I know you just came off a very big job that you told me you've been working on.
Yes.
What are you working on right now?
Well, I'm just about to embark on a mural of Easton at Night. That was my next project, and we're going to be working on the samples now.
Wonderful.
It's a really, really fun project. When I create the samples for it, and I really make a big point of this is so important, whether I'm working with you, Rich, or directly with the client, either way,
right.
It's always sample work.
Oh, yes.
And that is so important. I can't stress it enough.
I have to agree, and I think I probably know why. Because I think when you go to somebody and you say, well, I'm going to paint your walls slate gray, you hand them a sample of slate gray, and they can somewhat visualize what it's going to be. But what you do is a little bit more ambiguous.
Yes.
There's a lot of interpretation.
So much interpretation.
What's in my head is what this is going to look like, and their head may be different.
It's got to be a visual dialogue.
Right.
So when this client gets her sample, I'm going to use a little bit of it's a substance that's made of minuscule glass balls.
Wow.
Because I know that this particular client likes texture, and she likes things like that.
Right.
So I'm going to try it. See if she likes it.
Uh-huh.
Because it gives it, when the lights hit it, it gives it extra sparkle. But it's not glitter, which is kind of childish,
right,
maybe.
Right, right.
But this is more sophisticated.
Right.
And see if she likes it. See if she goes for it, you know. And if not, I won't use it. But I'll show it to her in the sample.
Right.
So she can see if she likes that glass bead look. You know, it's mixed into a clear acrylic and put on top. Because she wants to see Easton at Night. She wants to see a dark sky with a glow.
Neat.
With the city reflected in the river. How pretty.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Don't we get so much variety in our lives from doing this? I just love it.
Do most people come to you with an idea that they want you to carry out, or do people come to you and say, I want to do something artistic in one of my rooms, but I don't know what I want to do?
Mostly people have an idea.
So they come and they have an idea. I want to, I want a life-size picture of my daughter, or I want flowers, or I want,
I really find that people have an idea. They go through magazines, they go through the internet, they start to put together ideas of what they want. They just have no idea of how to put together how it's going to look.
Exactly.
And I love, I even find that when people say they don't have an idea, once we interview with them,
right,
it turns out they do.
Well, you're very perceptive of people, and I bet you pull it out of them, which is a good idea.
I imagine I do, yeah.
Definitely.
It turns out that way. Yeah.
Okay, we're about to go to commercial, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon County and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce are offering a free seminar, Keeping Your Business Safe, on Tuesday, April 28th at 5:30 at the Historic Courthouse in Flemington. This program will include a presentation by Prosecutor Anthony Kearns and then an in-depth discussion by the FBI about physical security and identity theft, followed by presentations on cloud security. Registration is free, but please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-782-3909 to register today. You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we are back with Modern Design. I'm with Adrian Crombie, decorative artist, and we're talking about different projects that we're working on, the things that you can do for spring to improve your home and change your luck and change your life. And I want to actually go into something that we were talking about that I'm very excited about. Your company is called Murals and Moldings for a reason, with murals being the first word, is that you're an expert at doing murals.
Finally, we get to talk about murals.
And she lit up here in studio. You can't really say, but you can see that she sort of lit up. And murals is something that I think, for me, I've done several in my career. But murals are something that people are very afraid of, I think. Because I think people feel that they're... Because I think for two reasons. One is the interpretation of a mural is, again, like we were talking about before, is different for each person. So they may have a vision in their head of what they want to see on the wall and the scale of it and the colors of it. Mm-hmm. And then your interpretation may be a little bit different of it. So that's the first thing. Mm-hmm. And then I also think that murals are sometimes people feel that murals might be more for just a kid's room. But I think murals could be used in many applications, don't you?
So many, sure.
Where have you done most of the murals that you've worked on? Are they in child's bedrooms? Are they in dining rooms? Are they exterior?
Probably I attract a lot of kids' rooms because that's what I really like to do. But one of the things that sets us apart is that our kids' rooms do tend to be more sophisticated.
Right.
In other words, when I paint a mural in a child's room or even a baby's room, it can transition. It's a real investment, and that room is still appropriate for the child as it grows older.
Well, I think that's also very on trend. Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing kids' rooms anymore being pink and blue. I'm seeing kids' rooms being very neutral. And we were talking about that before we went on today. Lots of tans and grays, but then when the child is born, accents and either effeminate
really
or a masculine.
Playful, color. Pretty, whatever accents. And I think they're really set off much better by the neutrals, too. They really kind of stand out more.
I think so as well. And one of the things that's also very practical, let's say you have a four-bedroom house and you designate the smallest one to be the nursery, and you have several children. Your first children happens to be a girl. If you have it gender neutral and the second one is a boy, you don't have to transition that room.
You don't have to, right?
Exactly. You could just change that.
Clever.
So tell me some of the murals, like the theme murals that you've done in the past. Was there, you know?
Sure. I think one of my favorites ever, and it just enduringly, I love this mural. It has a graphic background, the stripes. Hey, Rich, the stripes we love.
Yeah. Is it a wide stripe or a narrow
they're
stripe?
Wide stripe and a really pale lavender. And it had a 60s style, you know, pop art flower.
Oh, pretty.
As a border.
Okay.
Right along the ceiling. At the top of each stripe was a sunburst, you know, flower.
Wow.
And then there were very graphic pieces of furniture, very flat, very graphic. A chaise lounge, a stool, a bird cage. And everything was done very graphic, very, you know, driven by, you know, color and shape. But then the animals were hyper realistic.
Yeah.
I
was going to ask you for a tissue over there. I'm sorry. All of a sudden, I have this allergy attack going on here. I apologize. Go ahead. Thank you. Sorry.
So the animals were done hyper realistically, and they really stand out from all the kind of flat graphic. furniture, and that's I love that kind of thing. So that's very
has to be very labor intensive.
She loved the girl was 12 years old, I think, uh-huh. and she loved animals and loved shopping, and we designed it around that. So there were plenty of animals in the room. There's a bird in a bird cage,
right?
And I had little graphics, not realistic, but playful looking shoes, and all these different designs around the bottom, as if they were kind of strewn around.
Wow,
it's adorable.
I did one a mural years ago. It was an old house in Plainfield, and it originally had an old colonial. It had a very grand dining room, and originally there was a mural there when house was built, but then the previous owners to this owner painted over it and just made it white, which was terrible. And I said, let's try to bring it back. You know, I couldn't, I didn't know the history of what was there before, but we created sort of a table scene that went around the room, and it was just beautiful. It was just beautiful and very appropriate to an old...
The bountiful table scene?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
And it really...
Was it kind of in a Flemish style?
In a Flemish style with gorgeous. Beautiful, rich, full colors, jewel-tone colors, and it just made the room. It was a statement. And that's not right for every house. Of course, you have to have a big space and something that goes with that in an older home. But in this home, with the history that it had, it just was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I have a love for that Flemish still life, that Dutch kind of.
They're so beautiful, aren't they?
The butterflies,
right? I
have training in doing that. Right. In my early years, I was doing a lot of that.
It just creates a sense of elegance, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Other murals that you've done, like exterior, have you done any exterior? I around the corner from you, I'm in Tewksbury Township, and I have an artist that lives in town, and he did on someone's barn, the one side of their barn with the mural, and it was just absolutely beautiful to do an exterior mural. Have you done them outside?
Oh, yes. Well, there's several of them in Frenchtown,
right,
where I live formerly. Mm-hmm. Right now I'm in Melford.
Okay.
The Lenape Indian mural. It's a 16-foot high mural.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's a Secret Garden mural.
Okay.
That one is 10-foot high, and it's a trompe-l'oeil entrance into a garden. And then in Milford, there's the mural of old Milford, what Milford looked like, and we researched that, you know,
wow.
and kind of replaced all the new buildings with the Victorian buildings that were there before.
When you're painting outside, I would imagine it presents a lot of challenges, because when you're painting a mural in an inside environment, the light pretty much stays consistent. But when you're painting outside, one of the things I always wondered is how do you account for that, because color saturation, you know, is absorption of light and balance. So when you're painting at 10 o'clock in the morning, that molding is a lot different than at 8 o'clock at night.
Well, in fact, there's times of the day where you actually can't paint on some walls because the glare is so harsh you can't see.
Sure, you can't see what you're doing. Sure.
So that's one of the things that needs to be scoped out before you even start, and just determine the best window of time for painting.
Sure, and then what about just protecting what you've done afterwards, because of course it's going to be affected by rain and snow and that type of thing.
Using the best grade acrylic paint.
Wow.
It's the best. There is a graffiti resistant coating that can be used, but out here we don't find it necessary, not yet, thank goodness.
And I recently found out yesterday we have a new client that we're going to be working on, and we're really excited because this lovely lady who's having her first child said, I don't know what you want to do, and you can interpret it, but I want elephants. Yeah. I don't know whether I'm having a boy or a girl, but I want elephants in the room. We both like that idea a lot.
I just love elephants.
Yeah.
They're so smart.
Exactly. Probably very apropos, right, for a child's room.
Yeah.
And that's great, too, because we could take something like that and not necessarily even make it that juvenile. We could make it a little bit sophisticated and then work with the colors that are there. I mean, it doesn't have to be like circusy elephants. It could be, I'm picturing more like safari-ish type elephants and beautiful elephants in their natural environment, don't you?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I've got an idea, Rich. I have to share it with you after the program.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I've always painted kids' murals, but it wasn't until I became a mom.
Uh-huh.
And it was our Our daughter came through Don.
Okay. Okay.
He was the one that got pregnant.
Okay. Wow, that's its own show. That's more interesting.
How did that happen? Okay, okay. I was from a...
I get where you're going with it.
From another marriage.
So
I got Sarah at 8 years old, when she was 8 years old. And,
okay.
And it was really the first time that I completely understood what a parent is going through,
right,
because we had to get that of course we painted a mural for her,
right,
you know, in her bedroom.
And that was probably a way for you and her to bond also.
Oh, well, yeah, it was great fun.
And what did she want as her mural?
We gave her an underwater scene.
Wow.
Yeah,
I bet
your
kids love that, especially an 8-year old. My goodness,
fabulous. Yeah. Well, as she grew up into her teenage years, she covered the whole mural with posters. But we won't even talk about that.
We won't go there. That's damaging emotionally.
There.
We won't
go there. It's sad. See if you can control your children. But no, I really understood the urgency because they grow up so fast.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. Are there cases where you just do – when you do molding, when you do murals, rather – do you mostly do all the walls in a room, or do you usually just do like one accent wall?
It really just depends. It's every client is completely different. That's why it's custom, Rich.
And does the scale of the artwork reflected by the size of the walls?
Well, sure, and the viewpoint.
Okay.
Yeah, certainly. I love the magic of a kid's mural in that they really feel like maybe they can get up and ride that pony.
Right.
Something like
that. So it's realistic and lifelike.
Yeah, and I think as we talked about before, anything that's done real life size is just, it's scaled down just a little bit.
Just a little bit less.
So it's not overwhelming.
Overwhelming in the room, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Adrian, we're getting down to our last minute. Is there anything that you want to leave with our viewers about what they could do for spring to make their home special and with decorative painting?
Oh, there's so much more I want to talk about.
I know,
about
it goes so quick. That's why you got to come back again and we'll talk about more topics. I'm very excited about the chalk paint. I say if you haven't tried chalk paint, you got to try it.
Yeah.
Even if you just do it in a small area and then you put some molding around it and you frame it out, it's kind of nice because you could really personalize it.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And paint those cabinets. If you have mismatched pieces of furniture, go to somebody good like Adrian. Yeah. And
I should mention my website.
Yes, please. That's what I want to leave us off with. So tell us the website where they can contact you if they'd like more information.
Muralsandmoldings.com. Okay. And I'll be posting more soon. We've just gotten some projects done. And it's MuralsandMoldings, muralsandmoldings.com. And my number is 908-310-5973.
Well, Adrian, you are lovely as always, and you've given us a lot of information and things to think about. Thank you for being my guest today. And until I see you, my guests, next week, have a good, safe week. Get out there, enjoy yourself, and we'll see you next week with more of Modern Design. Have a good week, everybody.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. The White House continues to downplay the U.S. naval presence near Yemen. White House Director of Communications Jen Psaki tells Fox News that it's a situation they're keeping track of.
Obviously, there's a troubling history that we've seen in terms of Iranian support for the Houthis in Yemen, and that's something that we're closely monitoring with the international community. Obviously, that's something we work behind the scenes, but we don't frequently talk about publicly.
Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia is carrying out airstrikes in Yemen again. The move comes less than 24 hours after an end to a nearly month-long campaign against anti-government Shiite rebels was announced. It's unclear if the Saudi-led coalition has actually resumed its bombing campaign called Operation Decisive Storm, or whether this is the start of a new initiative. The Listeria outbreak linked to Bluebell ice cream has been sickening consumers for 5 years. Officials with the CDC tell NBC News tests have linked Listeria bacteria from two factories to six cases dating back to 2010. The outbreak has left three people dead and sent at least seven people to the hospital. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-4-